Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up later, I'll be speaking with Michael Chance, the chairman of the County Donegal Executive of the IFA, about an important meeting next Tuesday. But first, the Irish Farmers Journal has teamed up with the Red Sea Company for an opinion poll of 1,000 farmers. The details are published in this week's edition, and they make for some interesting and also some disturbing reading. To find out more, I've been speaking with Patrick Donoghue, the news editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. One of the findings was 21% of farmers have been exposed to suicide in some form, or somebody has been affected by it in their family, and that is disturbing.
That's exactly it. Our survey of 1,000 farmers in this week's Farmers Journal, carried out with in conjunction with Red Sea, as you say yourself. We try and do it as a way of kind of testing the mood, maybe taking the pulse of where farming is every couple of years. So this year we've gone across a range of topics, and one of them has crops up was that one in five people who we surveyed were indeed affected by death by suicide in their community, which, you know, I think every community, I think nearly this stage, unfortunately, has been affected one way or the other, but one in five, 20% exactly, of farmers responded to us by saying that they had been affected directly by that awful affliction.
And it's through surveys like this and highlighting issues that one can provide better supports, and there are numerous supports out there, and we all hope that things are moving in a better direction. And likewise, following on from that, accidents on the farm has been a big problem for many years. There's probably never been so much publicity about it, but again, the survey has found 31% of farmers have been personally affected by a farming-related injury.
Yes, exactly that, and unfortunately so, it is that high. Farming is the overall figures, according to the likes of the Health and Safety Authority, say that farming is 6% of the population, but accounts for 60% of the deaths and accidents. Our figures are on par with that, given the demographic of who we spoke to. Farming just continues to be a dangerous occupation. It's a situation that doesn't appear to be getting any better. There was a farm death in County Wexford yesterday alone. You know, it just goes to show that that farming is dangerous. People are putting on the wellies every day and heading out into, you know, what is, and I say it in a very biased manner, is the best occupation in the world. But it is a dangerous one. The figures stack for themselves. Sometimes, the exact specifics can get lost in behind figures, but our survey shows very clearly that that it is dangerous. People have been involved in accidents. And, you know, it stacks up what the likes of the HSA and others are saying.
Likewise, perhaps no surprise when you asked questions about rural crime, there's hardly a part of the country that hasn't been affected. Nevertheless, 40% of farmers saying they've been affected by rural crime. That is worrying, and maybe even more so for those who haven't been affected yet and maybe on their own, that they could be victims.
Yes, exactly that. And we carried out a very similar survey of 1,000 farmers with Red Sea just 2 years ago. And the figures at the time said that 35% of farmers had been victims of crime in the past 5 years. That has risen to 40%. And we've had some very high-profile campaigns, such as Operation Thor by the Gardaí, after there was a lot of rural crime in around the Tipperary area. And this, you know, the whole Operation Thor was launched on the back of that. So since then, our figures show that there hasn't been any great improvement, hasn't been any improvement at all. In fact, it's got worse. It's gone from 35% to 40%. And, you know, rural crime is still very, very much an issue according to our survey.
Now, maybe moving to something on a more positive note, and it's an indicator of increased activity on the farm. You found that one in four farmers will need more labour to run their farm in the next 1 to 2 years.
Yeah, and perhaps what was even more interesting on that was when we were able to drill down into the figures, it showed that people were going to draw on family labour as a way of addressing that shortfall, which is very, very interesting, because, and not just in a casual way, not just in, you know, you have a son or a daughter or a husband or a wife or a niece or a nephew who are around the farm who might help you out with a milking or help you out with silage season or something like that. These are people who, you know, and the respondents said they're actually going to use, use full-time employment to address the shortage. So, very, very interesting insofar as that, you know, people maybe are thinking more professionally, for want of a better word, about how they're going to address labour shortage, because especially in the dairy sector, and this isn't just confined to the southeast where there's a lot of dairy expansion, this is everywhere. And people are trying to find ways of addressing that labour shortage. And as we found, people are going to most of all, people need labour in the next couple of years, but they are going to use things like family labour and doing it in a very kind of professional manner.
And tying in with that, the survey also shows that 4 in 10 farmers are planning to increase their farm output in the next 2 years. And interestingly, a lot of young farmers are amongst the most likely to expand.
Yeah, and as part of that, when you look very closely at the figures, there's some people in the kind of 5% aspect of who are going to increase their farm output, which, at the, you know, if you're only increasing by 5 or 10%, what essentially you're doing there is that you're just running just to catch up with you know, output costs. You're not doing any major expansion, so to speak. And if you're going up in 5 or 10%, then, you know, it's really just, if you're a dairy farmer and you're going from, you know, 50 cows to 55 cows, there's no great major margin or income improvement at that level. I said, you are just there, you know, essentially sprinting to stand still. But there are the vast majority of those who responded who said they are going to increase. They're going to go up in the 10, 20, 30%. And, you know, most of the dairy co-ops in particular are seeing those increases. They're projecting increases of up to, you know, 20, 30% of milk pools, you know, in the Erivo area there, in the Lackpatrick area there. And they're going for that type of thing. So farmers are thinking big. You know, and one of the other aspects of the poll was the challenges that the farmers have to contend with. And, you know, the biggest one of all, and which was quite surprising, because sometimes we don't kind of take into account the global nature of where farming has come. It's not just about the co-op or the local mart anymore. It's about, you know, what Theresa May or what Donald Trump does. And the vast majority, you know, almost 40% of who we surveyed said that Brexit was the biggest threat to their farm profitability and even sustainability over the next few years.
Yeah, and I suspect in counties like Donegal, that figure could even be higher, because even to get to Dublin or to Louth or to Cavan, of course, we have 2 border crossings to go through for an awful lot of the people, particularly in the north of the county. And you touched on Brexit there, and likewise, again, something that farmers don't have much control or no control in some cases over, prices and climate change and the weather.
Yeah, and look, I'm from maybe not too far from the same time zone as yourself, and we've had a very, very difficult summer again. Not on the level that the people up in Inishowen have had towards the end of August, but, you know, we had 550 mils on the Longford Leitrim border there, and we've had our own cattle housed for the guts of a month. So there's, you know, it's very apparent that the last 3 or 4 Augusts have been very, very wet. And the last 3 or 4 Septembers have been very, very wet. The tillage farmers, and of which there are many in Donegal, are now in their second year of a salvage operation. It's not even just about trying to make money or you know, get the job, you know, done in a reasonable, proper way. It is just about getting the job done, full stop. So it's climate change after Brexit and the prices that a farmer gets for his or her produce that they sell. After that came climate and climate change and weather. So farmers are acutely aware of those difficulties.
And just a couple of things. Finally, Patrick, farm debt, there's always going to be debt. People have to borrow money in many cases to expand. But the nature of the farm debt, any surprises there?
Yeah, I suppose, look, there's 2/3 of people who we surveyed said that they owe debt of some kind or another. 1/3 says they don't. And that's good because, look, we're generally low borrowers. Our dairy income, our dairy sector as a whole, sorry, are borrowed at, you know, the guts of €2,000 a cow, compared to our friends over in Holland or the Netherlands who are borrowed at €15,000 or €16,000 a cow. So we aren't carrying huge debt, but we're carrying a lot of debt spread out. So, you know, the 41% of who we surveyed said banks, that's who the money is. And that's fair enough, because you'll have capital expenditure, you know, you'll buy a bit of land or build a shed or something like that. But what was maybe the worrying thing is that a lot of farmers, over 30% of farmers, owe money to the vet, the contractor, or the merchant, and they're kind of the hidden debt, because, you know, if you go in and apply for a loan, you're not going to tell them that you owe a lot of money to your contractor or to your vet. But and those debts aren't just 30-day debts; they're going on for 6 months and longer. So, Those ones, I suppose, out of debt, everybody carries it. We all know farmers operate within debt and working capital and whatnot. But those two were the ones we, you know, that we'd be somewhat concerned and surprised about.
And finally, just one other item to bring up with you, the issue of who will take over a farm in the years to come, an ageing profile of the farming population, and in counties like Donegal, a lot of elderly farmers out there. And again, this is something that is very thought-provoking.
Yeah, look, more farmers over the age of 80 than under the age of 30, which is still concerning. So, look, there has been a lot of effort put in to try and address that in recent budgets. There have been tax incentives and tax breaks to get the transfer of land into the next generation. And those have started to work. Our survey with Red Sea in this week's paper says that there's, you know, give or take 50% have identified a successor and they know who they're going to pass it on to, which is progress. That was about 48% a few years ago. So it's slowly working, slowly, but it is slowly getting through that you have to make plans for it, because even, and we spoke about it earlier, the health and safety aspect of it all, you know, there's more deaths this year on farms over the age of 65 and 70 than before. So, you know, there was a death in Galway last year of a gentleman who's 85, and you know, I think we'd all be quite shocked if we heard of a death of a farmer or a death of a builder on a building site at age 85. So we do have to try and change those type of perceptions. And how do we do that? Farm succession, making sure that there is somebody there in place to take over and that it's done so kind of in a timely enough manner that you can put the systems in place.
Well, there's plenty more in the Irish Farmers Journal Red Sea Poll in this week's Farmers Journal. Patrick Donoghue, news editor of the Irish Farmers Journal, many thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
Patrick Donoghue there, the news editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. Well, now turning to matters closer to home, and the County Donegal executive of the IFA is hosting a meeting next Tuesday in Donegal Town to bring people right up to date with the situation regarding the weather. And of course, it's not just Inishowen that has been badly hit in the last couple of weeks. Much of the county struggling with very wet underfoot conditions. Michael Chance, the chairman of the Donegal County Executive of the IFA, has been telling me more about the forthcoming meeting.
We've got aid for Inishowen, and we're now turning our attention to the south of the county. Well, actually the whole county is now affected by the weather, including tillage up in East Donegal, which is under severe pressure as well. But the particular emphasis on Tuesday night will be livestock farming in Donegal, and we're having Chagas along, and we hope they'll give us some indications of where we maybe could make modifications to our systems. And then from a political point of view of what we can do politically, we have our Deputy President Richard Kennedy coming.
And it was last year that Joe Healy actually came up, and we had very localised flooding problems, particularly in areas around Ballintra. We don't want to see such a similar scenario.
Well, unfortunately, Chris, we have a similar scenario. There hasn't been a silage bale there since the beginning of August. And it's been, you know, ground conditions are very, very difficult, unfortunately.
And what's the latest in terms of bringing in supplies from outside of the county? There has already been strong support from down south.
Yeah, we've had great support for Inishowen from down south. The problem this time is that the whole country's under pressure with bad weather. I'm told people were leaving the ploughing match in droves. It was so wet.
So just remind us where and when this meeting is on next week.
8:30 next Tuesday night in the Low Park Hotel.
Michael Chance there, the chairman of the County Donegal Executive of the IFA. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steer brace, €3.80 a kilo. Heifers, €3.90 a kilo. Some making up to €3.95 a kilo. R grade bulls, €3.85 a kilo. U grade, €4 a kilo. And cows making €3.10 to €3.60 a kilo. Sheep prices, well, factories paying €4.70 to €4.80 a kilo, including bonuses to €4.90. a kilo. Well, that's it for this week's farming news and views here in Highland Radio. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.